My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's time for today's travel and cruise industry news. With the latest from travel and cruises around the world, here's your host, Chili Falls.
Hey, good morning and welcome to an unscheduled broadcast of Travel and Cruise Industry News podcast on this Saturday morning, February the 17th. And I will say, folks, this is for two purposes. One, there's a couple news stories. Would it normally cause me to do a special broadcast? No. These could easily be handled on Monday. However, I have been working on my audio system and want to run a test here. So I'm hoping that some people end up popping in to the chat room. And if you can, if you are listening to this from the start, pop into the chat room and let me know how the audio is. That will be helpful. All right, so we do have a couple news stories today, folks. Holland America to roll out a barrel of bourbon. Got to talk about that one. No water for cruise ships. What? And the World Cruise Guest given the vote on itinerary changes. That and lots more here this morning. Ah, Salmon says, sounds good so far. Okay, just let me know if it starts crackling or breaking up. Thank you so much. I do appreciate that. So today, folks, is National Cabbage Day. Admittedly, it's not my favorite. I don't dislike cabbage. I like it certain ways. Like stuffed cabbage, I like. I like cabbage in soups, like a vegetable soup that has cabbage in it. I don't mind. But just to eat cabbage, just plain cooked cabbage, yeah, no. Don't care for it. I'll eat a little raw cabbage. I like a little raw cabbage, too, like, with carrots and celery and stuff like that. You know, raw veggies. Yeah, I can deal with that. But just plain old cooked cabbage, just not my thing. But I like it a lot of other ways, too. And I do like a big pot of stuffed cabbage. Yeah, that's what you call it, isn't it? Stuffed cabbage, yeah. It's got like a meat base, and you wrap the cabbage around it and, you know, make like little things. Hot dogs with cabbage on. It's not hot dog, it's ground beef or whatever you put in the middle. I've never fixed them. I just like to eat them. All right, if you're listening by the podcast on a weird day like today, welcome aboard. You can always access the podcast via my blog, which is accessadventure.net, or wherever you get your podcast from, all the big guys. Just search for Travel and Cruise Industry News, and up pops the Fat Travel Guy. We do this Monday through Friday on a normal basis. And then on the weekend, if something major comes up, or like if I'm on a cruise ship someplace in the world, more likely to do shows on the weekend as well. But anyway, if you are listening by the podcast, and you ever want to jump over to the video feed, there's always a link in the description of the podcast, so you can do just that. Just hop over to check out pictures or clips or interview. This next week, we've got a big interview coming up on either Thursday or Friday from the Galapagos Islands. That should be an interesting interview. So I believe it's Friday. I know I've got, no, it's Thursday, because Friday I have the pulmonary specialist appointment. Another doctor's appointment. We're getting them all knocked out of the way here. Well, I'm home this time. All right, don't forget, August the 14th is a cruise with Chile. That's the Grand Princess from Vancouver to Anchorage. I love Vancouver. Maybe my favorite cruise port. I like this the way the city does things. They have accessible taxis everywhere. So I don't have any trouble ever getting a cab. Subway, you call it a subway, it's overhead part of the way, is accessible. I've ridden that a couple times. I love the aquarium. I just like Vancouver. So feel free to come in a day or two early and enjoy the sights of Vancouver. Then we cruise on the Grand Princess up to Anchorage, which we'll stop in San Juno and Skagway, assuming Skagway is open for business this year after, you know, the main story yesterday with the new floating dock being damaged in transportation. So we'll have to see on that one. And then we're going to go through Glacier Bay, sail Glacier Bay for a day, and a day in College Fjord. We get into Anchorage, actually into Whittier. Now, from Whittier, you have several options. One, you can go tag on to a land tour to Denali. Most of those are 3 days, some are longer. But ride the train up to Denali, stay a couple days up there, either fly home from Fairbanks or come back to Anchorage and fly home from Anchorage. You can also come down, ride the train down to Anchorage from Whittier. It's about an hour. And stay in Anchorage for a couple of days. I did that last summer. I spent 3 days in Anchorage doing the sights and rolling around. Very accessible city. Some great food. Great drinks. Found my brand of bourbon up there, which is that's always nice. But yeah, I like that was fun. Or you can either stay on the Grand Princess back to Vancouver for another 7 days, or perhaps mix two things. Stay in Anchorage a day or two, and then take another southbound ship from Anchorage to Vancouver. So lots of options. Price-wise, Dynamite for interior and ocean view starts at $615 and $715, I think it is, plus taxes and port charges. It's about $270, $280 taxes and port charges. The Grand Princess, of course, has the... And he's saying that sounds a little choppy now. Okay, just keep saying what you're hearing. I would appreciate that. what was I saying? Oh yeah, the Grand Princess has the Princess Plus package, which is my favorite of all the packages, because it covers so much. This covers all the gratuities. covers the drinks package up to $14 a drink, and Wi-Fi for one device. It's like $60 a day, but you get all of that. So, I mean, I just add $420 onto the base price of the cruise, and I'm covered. There's other options if you want it. And you don't have this package. I do, because that's what I need. All right, so that's all. 14th. It is up on my blog on the schedule if you want to double check that out. And just call me. We'll get of things from Nate for excursions to do, and we'll start asking those as well. Good morning, Hot Air Time. You can also put in the chat room how the audio, since you hear it all the time. I am set up this morning with the big-ass microphone without the headset. I want to see how steady the audio is. If this is still breaking up, I'm not sure. Then I must have a... but anyway, I'm trying it with the big-ass microphone without the headset today. All right, so... we do have a couple stories to cover this morning. One that I'm particularly interested in. This is the Ocean Bar. And the Ocean Bar is going to have a special bourbon on all Holland American ships. Now, that's a pretty cool story, I think, folks. Holland America, which of course is a premium brand for Carnival Corporation, will soon feature a unique blend of bourbon in the Ocean Bar aboard all 11 of its ships, and cruisers can enjoy the liquor neat on the rocks or in an old fashioned, or like me, I'm a sissy with Diet Coke. Starting with departures in March. The special bourbon will be offered as long as supplies last, since the line has just one barrel to share. I could drink the whole barrel. It all started with Drew Mayville, a Holland America line enthusiast and a master blender for Sazerac, an alcoholic beverage company that owns Buffalo Trace Distillery, invited cruise line officials to attend the Sazerac Barrel Select Program. The program enables a number of potential buyers to sample and then select a barrel of bourbon from the Sazerac collection. It was Mayville and Kentucky Bourbon Hall of Fame inductee Freddie Johnson who curated the bourbon and then joined Holland American Line officials in the private barrel selection room at Buffalo Trace Distillery. I've never been in a private room. At a distillery. I've been to a bunch of distilleries. I've been to Buffalo Trace Distillery, but I've not been in the private room. After cruise line officials narrowed their choice to four barrels, Mayville and Johnson led the group in a tasting of the contents of each one. Holland American Line representative selected barrel 002, which was filled. Get this, folks. That barrel was filled December 21st, 2015. So we're looking at 120-year-old bourbon. 100, let's see. I can't. 110, almost 110-year-old bourbon. How about that? The bourbon won them over with its intense notes of oak and spice. I didn't write that. And it's smooth finish. Of course, I've said all along, I mean, you know, we bourbon drinkers tend to be bourbon snobs. And this just shows why we're snobs. I admit it. You know, it's nothing bad about that. Bourbon drinkers like their bourbon, and they like specific brands of bourbon. Following the selection, the barrel's contents were bottled and are being shipped to the line's vessels across the globe. Mayville noted that the chosen barrel offers guests something special that they won't find anywhere else. Now, folks, I will tell you first, if I'm on a ship, on one of the Holland America ships, I'd be the first in line to sample the bourbon. Even though, you know, my particular private brand of bourbon is Elijah Craig. When I can't get Elijah Craig, this is one of my fallback brands that I drink on a regular basis. So I'd go for Buffalo Trace Special Blend. I have no idea what they're going to charge for this, if they're going to charge some outrageous price. I mean, sometimes the private stock like this can run into a lot of money. So I don't know how they're going to do it on the price-wise. But I would have to do that. I'd have to be one of the ones sampling that stuff. I promise you. I'll be back with a couple more stories. Not a whole lot of news this morning. Of course, there wasn't much going on a Saturday morning. I'll be back with a couple more stories after a quick break from one of our network sponsors. I might have some Buffalo Trace by then. Who knows? All right, guys. Let's see. What's next this morning?
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's kind of a shocking story to me. In response to severe drought conditions affecting Catalonia, CLIA and its members have reached an agreement with the Port of Barcelona to suspend water supply to cruise ships, except in emergencies. Other ports are being urged to adopt the same policy, leading to concerns for cruises this summer. Yeah, you'd have to have water on board. Of course, some of them make their own. Spain is currently experiencing the worst drought in the last 100 years, particularly impacting the Catalonia region, including Barcelona, and extending to Andalusia, Spain's most populated region. The drought has led to Catalonia declaring a drought emergency. So that's something we just got to watch out for, folks. Are they going to be able to supply water to the ships? I don't know. And I don't know, quite frankly, what percentage of ships are capable of manufacturing their own water. I know that's some of the things that they've done to try to lessen the carbon footprint on some ships. So, but I don't know anything in the way of percentages on that. One other story this morning comes from the troubled Ultimate World Cruise, with tensions continuing to cause travel concerns in the Red Sea and more cruises being impacted with itinerary changes. The fate of Royal Caribbean International's epic Ultimate World Cruise aboard Serenade of the Seas will be decided not by the cruise line, but by the passengers themselves. Well, now, let me put a asterisk on that, folks, because it's not really that way, but sort of. Guests on the cruise will have the opportunity to vote on how their itinerary changes and what ports of call they visit, an unprecedented way for the cruise to handle the situation. Yes, it is. Unprecedented, but it's not quite what that seems. The passengers are given two things to choose from. There were three sections of the world cruise that were affected. They're given two things to choose from. You got option one, you got option two. Yeah, from that standpoint, they're voting on where they're going. It's not a vote on whether we're going to go through the Suez Canal or whether we're going to visit Haifa. You know, it's not that specific. It's a generality kind of vote. Admittedly, yeah, I like that they're giving the guys a choice. And it's, I'm assuming it's, you know, majority rules. Should be. So they're going to get all together in a big cluster and vote. So that's good, but it's not as specific as this made the story sound. And that could never be. So, all right, that's going to wrap up the news portion today. Let's jump over in the chat room, see if anybody said anything. Jamin Watson has been funneling me information on the sound. Still stuttering. I recommend on Facebook. Yeah, but then I can't use what I'm doing on Facebook. And could this be through the software, through StreamYard? No. Too many people use StreamYard. Clear audio the last 2 minutes. Thank you. You said the barrel was filled in 2015. How is that over 100 years? Are you from the future? Oh, duh. Yeah, 2015. That's filled 9 years ago. What the hell is wrong with me this morning? Hot Air Tom, you're exactly right. I'm thinking 1915, they filled the bottle, the barrel. No. Yeah, that was, thank you, Hot Air Tom. You're absolutely right. See there, you do pay attention and correct me on things. All right, so the audio is still breaking up some. Damn it. All right, go back to work. I'll try to figure it out. I might have to do this again tomorrow to test it out again. All right, guys, that's going to wrap me up for today. Who knows when I'll be back. As always, stay safe, stay healthy, think about cruising, and hopefully one day soon we'll all get together on the high seas. Thanks for being with me, everybody. Smash that thumbs up, and consider subscribing. Yeah, we're attacking 10,000 subscribers anytime now. So that's going to wrap it up for today, guys. Have a great weekend, what's left of it. I'll see everybody back here either tomorrow or Monday. Who knows? Y'all have a great weekend. Thanks for being here. See ya.
I regularly post videos on all facets of the travel and cruise industry. So if you like to keep up with the latest in cruise ships, ports of call, cruises themselves, chilly chats, and travel and cruise industry news, just hit the little subscribe button in the lower right-hand corner. Hit the bell notification so you'll be notified when a new video is up or we go live. This video was produced by Chili's Cruises.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.